What are you doing? Right. What are you doing, man? Come on. Let's get the show. Let's get the show started.
Let's
I don't have
it.
All money. Did you do that? Whoa. That's pretty cool. Oh my god. Are we shooting?
Hello.
And welcome to This Week on Channel 9. Welcome to our show. We're going to sing for you this time. Are we?
Later.
I can't sing, but
and I'm
anyway.
Glad, by the way, this guy doesn't care.
Doesn't matter where I am. So I know you're busy, so we're going to go through this really quickly. Ready? 3, 2, 1. First story.
Chinese president and Microsoft.
Next story.
No. Oh. it was a big day here at campus. A bunch of people came. They discussed a bunch of important things like partnership between Chinese companies and US companies and Microsoft in particular. And actually, apart from Chinese president and Satya and Bill, you see him.
I like the way he's in there, like, kind of hiding. He's like, I know something you don't. And then you're like, what do you know, Bill? And I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
It's a good picture.
And there was another picture. Actually, it wasn't just about Satya and Chinese president. A lot of CEOs, like IT CEOs, came to Microsoft, right?
No, it was 15 US CEOs, 15 Chinese CEOs, and you can actually see in this picture there's US, Chinese, US, Chinese.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook,
Jeff Bezos.
Satya.
A lot of people. Yeah. And then the rest of the people that we probably don't know by name.
Yeah, but they're
there's
very
a lot of
important.
People.
I imagine how many important words. Spread around, like, and they learn from each other. It's not like a random meeting here.
The security on campus,
the street.
When this was happening, was crazy. I was trying to get home. Everything was closed down. Police was everywhere. I had no idea this was happening. I was actually getting pretty mad. I was like, what is going on? But this is amazing. Like, when I read about this, like, wait, what? What happened? That was awesome.
Yeah, and it's almost awesome. It's almost as awesome as the next news, because Office 2016 is here.
Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Good job. We didn't do anything with this, but
yeah,
we can pretend like we did. It's awesome. So if you're watching this show, you've been using Office 2016 in preview, you can now download the RTM version, which is freaking awesome. It comes Many new cool things. One of my favorite things, and I know you're going to disagree with this because you're not a friendly guy, but is the ability to actually make documents and edit documents with other people at the same time. You can edit the same document in many different places. You can actually see two people are editing at the same time.
It's pretty cool.
We
have it forever. They just improved it in a good way.
I know, but people don't know about it, so I'm going to tell them.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
God.
But what you
what's your
actually
favorite feature?
Didn't
Come on.
Have
okay. What's your
is
favorite feature?
Outlook groups.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. Yeah, Outlook is good, but this is better.
I agree.
You agree? Oh.
Yeah, I agree. It's your day, man. I agree.
Oh, okay. Yay. Continue on. Thanks.
Yeah, and if you are a developer, you probably don't care about Office itself, which I don't believe in.
What do you mean you don't care? Yeah. If you're a developer, you do care about Office, and you're going to write Office apps.
Yes, what? Office add-ins. That's what I'm going
to
talk about.
Don't listen to this guy. So Office add-ins, you can now they're better and improved than they ever were with Office 16.
Yeah.
You can create them now. There's web apps. There's always been web apps, but it's awesome. You get a free Azure subscription through Azure. There's many different ways to do that. You can host them in Azure. They can tie into the services in Outlook, PowerPoint, Word. You can make awesome apps.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for somebody to make a cat lookup app. So that way you're writing an email or you're writing a Word document. You're like, I need a cat. So you just click insert the cat, random cat.
You just write cat and it randomly
replaces
this word with
yes.
Cat
if you're interested in doing this, please do. I'm sure you'll profit somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, and we improved the object model for different applications. So you remember, all Office add-ins used to be like home components. It was like freaking difficult to do it because you're too young. Now it's really easy to write apps, and they have store. You can sell it. You can generate money. That's amazing.
Yep, definitely do it.
And
then switching over to Windows, another week, another build. What are you going to do? Gabe is kind of very trigger happy, just pressing that button for the new builds. But this is an awesome build. If you're an insider, which you should be. If you're not, then we should talk. Anyway, there's a new improvement. Definitely check it out. Make sure you get it. You probably already have. Check out the blog post by Gates. Mm-hmm. Find out what's new. There's a lot of things, so we're not going to talk about them because I just want to get this over with.
Because you're just going to talk.
Yeah, it's too much talking. Anyway, new build. Go check it out. New stuff.
Do it.
Yes.
And while
so where were you this week, Vlad?
While you were stuck in the office because of all these people, Satya and Chinese president and a bunch of CEOs, I was in Boston, and it was amazing. I attended Unite 2015, which is a Unity conference, and a lot of game developers were there. Unity is not just about games, but the majority of their users and like kind of developers, the game makers, and two big things about Microsoft happened. Like actually three big things, no, four. Four. First thing, they were talking about Unity 5.2 with full UWP support, Windows 10 apps.
So you can make any apps, Windows 10, Windows Phone, in Unity, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Second thing, at the keynote, there was a demo of HoloLens and developing for HoloLens in Unity. You see this picture and the guy with HoloLens.
How come everyone gets to play with HoloLens and I don't? Can you answer that?
I will
anyway, keep going.
Later. And next big thing is that we had the porting lab there.
And what is a porting lab?
Porting lab is basically when a random developer comes and says, I have an app or a game running on iPhone or Android or just on Windows desktop, and can you please help me with porting it to UWP? And I say, yeah, sure. And we sit down, and sometimes it takes like 10 minutes, sometimes it takes like a day.
So did you help any of these partners do this?
Yes, I helped. My favorite game, they haven't shipped it, so I cannot talk about it. I just gonna say it's amazing. Like the graphics, just mind-blowing. And when I finally see it running on UWP, like on Windows 10, I was just happy. It was a really amazing game. And the last but not least, they have like early every year they have a Unity Award kind of thing at Unite, and this year Microsoft Game Studios game won the best 2D game award, and it was Ori and the Blind Forest game. Cool. It's really amazing game, and it made with Unity.
So where can we play it? Can we play it now?
Yeah, you can play now. It's available on Xbox, I believe.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's a really good game. I love it. The graphics, it doesn't feel like 2D, but it's 2D.
Awesome. Cool. Well, while you're talking about gaming, there's a lot of cool education stuff happening this week, too. And Satya announced that there's going to be a $75 million investment from Microsoft in computer science education. That's a lot of money, if you ask me.
A lot of money, yeah.
Yes.
If you ask me, either.
It's a lot of money.
I mean,
well, actually, there's a whole video. You can actually watch the video of him doing all the announcements and talking about why computer science education is important. So definitely check it out. Computer science education is important because that's what we do. And we want more people to do this. And we need more people. So
exactly.
Awesome.
We need more people, definitely. This investment works.
Coding is the skill that everyone should learn in school. That's the way it should be.
Like reading, yeah.
Like math, yeah, exactly. Actually, coding is better than reading. I don't like to read, but I like
course.
To code.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about cloud. So there's actually, we have a new event happening, and a series of events happening, called the Microsoft Cloud Roadshow. Essentially what happens is there's going to be a way for you to learn about how to build your skills, and we're doing this in many different cities throughout several months, actually. So you can learn a lot about security and networking and big data and machine learning and many different things. If you're in any of the cities that are on that website below, definitely register and go check it out. Everything is free. You just have to register because it's a limited time.
Yeah. Or register and travel, which is not free, apparently.
The travel. Well, if you live in the cities, it's free because
you just go there. Do you remember that build tour we had back in May and June? That's like build tour, but for cloud.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. And if you're into learning more cloud, and I always thought this, if you want to learn something, you got to do it, right? You actually got to build something. So now we have an AzureCon challenge that happens right as AzureCon is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually doing many different 15-minute challenges, 15-20-minute challenges, and then you get points, and then you learn about many different things. You can win prizes. It's awesome. And it's for 24 hours, so definitely do it. So on September 29th, make sure you register, make sure you do it.
You're learning, and you're doing, and you're learning.
Yes.
Profit.
Amazing.
Awesome. Talking about events, there is another event coming, which is actually like a series of events, which is Windows 10 IT Pro Readiness event powered by MVPs, which is a big deal. It's not just from Microsoft. It's powered by
real,
very respectful people.
Yes, and it's real projects. They're going to talk about the stuff that they've been working on and running into.
Yeah, the best thing about content delivered by MVPs that they're talking about real things, real cases, real kind of problems they solve. And this is free online event, so you shouldn't travel anywhere, but your PC, you can just watch and learn.
Well, you could travel, but you can still log in.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, in terms of speaking what's new, we have an awesome release for or awesome blog post by Steve Teixeira, which is the big guy around Windows IoT Core.
Yeah.
He talks about what's next for IoT. And the most interesting thing about this is that we're getting a lot of the things that people have asked for in Windows 10 IoT Core. My favorite thing is PWM. Finally, you have PWM supported. We have analog digital conversion.
And USB HID class support. Yeah, that's a big deal, by the way, for a lot of devices if you want to connect to Raspberry Pi, for example. Yeah, that's a big deal. And they're really driven by your feedback. Oh, for sure. We know for sure that they love your feedback. They really evaluated every piece of feedback you send them. That's one of the
things. If you haven't tried this yet, you really should. It's a $35 Raspberry Pi 2. You can just get it online. Get Windows 10 IoT Core for free. And then just start making little blinking lights or whatever you need you think should be done.
Yeah, and they have this new partnership for making like IoT core starter kit, so you can order this kind of kit for doing really hardcore stuff, and it's just nice looking. I love this picture.
It's very designery. Is that a word?
And geeky.
It's not really. It is geeky, but it's more of a visually appealing kind of.
Everything should be like this.
Why don't you make everything like that? It's easy to say things, but oh, God. I have to work with this guy every day.
That's why I'm saying.
Anyway, let's move to the next story.
This story is amazing. You know Oculus, you know Minecraft. And now they finally officially announced that Oculus is coming to, Minecraft actually, or both. Minecraft is coming to Oculus Rift next year, officially.
So we've also announced that Minecraft is coming to HoloLens, right? We've shown Minecraft on HoloLens, but this is also coming to more AR devices. So this is awesome to see
and VR.
Virtual reality devices.
Yeah, playing Minecraft in virtual reality, that's going to be really amazing with official support, with all these kind of features they have. Man, it's going to be like a piece of magic, right?
Well, if you can get me a little Oculus Rift to play around with this, I'll tell you.
Okay, I will.
You're going to get me one?
Yeah.
We have proof. Is there going to be a recording of this?
Yeah,
you know that, okay. Right? Okay, good.
I'm going to get one.
Good. We'll check next week.
Let me think about asking.
Anyway, what's your pick of the week, Vlad?
My pick of the week, we can add that point. And my pick of the week is about Oculus again. Oculus recently announced Medium, which is an app for Oculus Rift, and what's interesting about that, people basically call it like Paint, like Microsoft Paint for virtual reality, because you have Oculus, you have these special like hand controllers, and you can kind of draw things from scratch in virtual reality, and people create really amazing things there. You know, they have this color picker, they have different tools, they can create different forms.
That's freaking cool.
Yeah, that's freaking cool. And it's all around you. You just create the world around you. So, isn't that amazing? I love that these kind of apps, the population of these kind of apps is growing. Because you remember that HoloLens app for creating like...
Studio
the
app,
studio, yeah. And this is also some kind of this, but it's more like sculpt thing. And I like that people do it, and people also gonna learn how to use this app. And it's very important for virtual reality and augmented reality community and industry. I love
this. This is awesome, man. I wish that was my pick of the week. Anyway, let me tell you about my pick of the week, which is important for developers.
Very important.
For IA developers. So we now announced there's a blog post by Microsoft Edge team talking about ORTC APIs and how we've actually got ORTC APIs now in the latest insider preview of Edge. So if you're making this real-time communication applications, Edge...
In the browser.
Yeah, we have a preview of RTC working in Edge right now. You can definitely check it out. There's a blog post. This is amazing because this is a long time coming. We've announced this a long time ago.
A long time ago.
And we've spent a lot of time working on this. And it's very important because there's so many different apps that use this. It's crazy. And then having this native support, it's amazing.
Yeah, you probably don't imagine how many partners and how many developers asked us to have this support. And in the browser, it's extremely important, and it may seem like okay, now they have it. No, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So that's our show. Thank you for joining us. We know you're busy and you have a busy schedule. So hopefully you learned something new. If you didn't learn something new, let us know in the comments or
exactly.
Whatever you want to say something. You know, like Vlad's hair is messed up. Just make sure you say that in the comments. Anyway,
I will.
We'll see you next time.
Have fun, and we love you. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Right.